Wednesday evening saw mobile phones abuzz with storm alerts, watches, and warnings as Albany-area TV meteorologists hunkered down to anchor extended coverage of dangerous inclement weather that ran up close to 9 p.m. The storms originated in central New York and wreaked havoc as they traveled eastward. National Grid spokesman Patrick Stella.
At the peak, we had about 63,000 customers without power across upstate New York. About 45,000 of those were in the greater capital region. We did do a lot of work overnight. This morning we have around 20,000 customers out in the greater capital region, mainly in the Albany, Troy, and Schenectady areas. Schenectady County, of course, being the hardest hit by these storms. We've seen a lot of tree damage, and we have probably nearly 100 broken poles that we are going to be out and putting in new poles and making restoration today.
There were unconfirmed reports of a twister touching down in Schenectady County, along with tornado warnings in Delaware County, as well as Berkshire County, Massachusetts. The National Weather Service in Binghamton issued a warning that a tornado or potential tornado was near Middletown, and it rained everywhere. Central Hudson and NYSEG utility crews have also been restoring power to customers affected by the deluge. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian.
A very strong and powerful storm front moved through the northern part of our service territory last night, affecting about 2,000 customers in central and northern Ulster County, northern Dutchess County, and most of Greene County.
As of midday Thursday, electric service had been restored to most customers, save for a handful in Dutchess and Ulster counties. The Northeast has already seen days of high temperatures and humidity, and more are forecast for the next few days. One oracle predicted New Yorkers should expect to experience weather events related to global warming.
We must rethink and redesign for the long term, because extreme weather, as we have learned, is the new normal.
Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking there after Superstorm Sandy may be on the right track, according to Jessica Reynolds. She is a climatologist with the Northeast Regional Climate Center at Cornell University.
There really is, you know, a new normal and things are changing. Now, that doesn't mean that we can expect hurricanes to hit, you know, New York City every year, every couple of years, but we are expecting to see more hurricane seasons becoming, you know, more active and more of the strong hurricanes. It's really what we're expecting, more Category 3s and 4s. But the stronger the storms are, you know, the increased chances for impacts inland. And often by the time it gets up here, it's no longer a hurricane but a tropical storm. They can still contain, you know, lots of water and winds that can really create big flooding issues.
Reynolds points out that in the case of tornadoes in particular, a lot of what we are seeing now is the result of more awareness and better technology.
The radars have really advanced, especially in recent years, and that allows the meteorologists to really get the better watches and warnings out there when they can spot that in the radar. Even though the tornado may not actually touch down and become a tornado, they can spot the rotation, which is great that they can give the advanced warning.
The storms have passed. Next comes the heat and humidity. Although temperatures in the 90s are forecast for the end of the week, no municipalities have immediate plans to set up cooling stations, as meteorologists anticipate a cooling trend to begin as early as Sunday. Central Hudson's John Masurgian says sustained high temperatures are what challenge people and electric companies.
In the summertime, or when temperatures are typically higher, there's very little relief in the evenings. Blacktop concrete buildings become superheated and don't shed the heat very easily, causing air conditioners to work overtime. That can tax the distribution system. This time of year, there is relief on the system as the temperatures tend to cool down at night, allowing the components to cool off as well.
Conservation group Scenic Hudson has come up with an interactive map purporting to help people get an idea of the role climate change will play, affecting 150 miles of Hudson River from New York City to Troy. There's a link at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.